Stories Podcast.
Hi, everybody.
Hello, everybody. This is the 100 Word Stories Podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Normally, you'll hear a 100-word story by all of its lonesome right here, but it's Saturday, and all the little stories gather in the forest, and they have the weekly challenge. I post a topic, and y'all have a week to come up with a story based on that topic. It sounds fun, doesn't it? Today, the day the 100-word stories have their picnic. Sort of like that. Well, last week's winner, Exis Delacroix, picked the topic of The New Black. So we're going to hear a lot of stories about The New Black. Are you ready? Well, first let's find out who won last week so we know who goes first. And that's Caleb Bullen of the Black Tie Martini Club Podcast. Way to go, Caleb. Whew. Man, I need to have a sip of something. I'm going to go get a drink. Y'all listen to this by Caleb, and we'll be right back. Closing.
The new black hairdos, the height of fashion. The new black cufflinks, onyx reborn as art. The new black tuxedo, rebelliously traditional. The new black patent leather shoes, reflecting dreams as well as light. The new black dress, enhancing beauty by obscuring it. The new black heels, ecstasy for dancing. The new black limousine, engineered luxury. The new black chauffeur, trained Haitian bodyguard. The new blacktop driveway, smoother than driving on silk. The new black marble staircase that brings you perfectly up to the new Black Tie Martini Club, coming soon to Nowhereville. This fall, the new black is black.
Folks, when I do the promos and say, go ahead, plug your own podcast, plug your own stuff, this is, I'm going to point people to this piece and say, this is what you need to do. Excellent, beautiful, and I'm looking forward to that staircase. Is there anything else that's going to be built there? Just a staircase. We'll be dancing on this staircase all day. Man. Woo. Thank you, Caleb. The text for each story that you hear today is in the show notes. They're at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, along with links to everybody's homepage or podcast, or whatever they've sent in for me to link. Do we have any rookies this week? Of course not. We had a good run there. We had some new folks. Exis came in, and she won first week. And it wasn't like that Jenny, the blogess, whatever, where she came in and her entire fan base, rubber stamp, and she got mad at it too. But rookies, folks, if you're listening to this, do you think this is really all that hard? I mean, Caleb pours his heart and soul into it, and he got that down to 100 words. It was beautiful. You can do it too. I believe in you. I think you have the power within you to tell me a story. After all, these veterans keep coming back. Here they are. Let's see. Who's going to be the first of the veterans? Well, let's look for the list. Oh, yes! Guy David of GuyDavid.com. He has a story for you. Oh, this is going to be very, very cool. And also, check out his Night Guy podcast. Listen to it. I hate, pointing spotlights at... See what you can do to help him out, okay? In the meantime, this is the kind of stuff that this guy does. And he's working on a compilation of all these, so Here we go. Guy David, the guy who does the music at the beginning and the end. No, what, Nardo? What? All right. Nardo wants me to shut up and play the story. Here we go.
Hi there, and welcome to Weekly Challenge number 72. I'm Guy David from www.guydavid.com, and this is my story for today. Pirates doing pirouettes are the new black, almighty grasshopper. We all surround our captured ships to the music of Strauss, skillfully dancing with our swords drawn, cutting up brave men and taking out beautiful women for a spin. Oh, the smell of the sea and the sound of a good crescendo. Who could ask for more? Our brave men give out their best grand battement de cloche and bow. Purely exquisite.
Ah, you know, that black tutu really looks good on you.
Oh, shut up, you parrot, before I cut you in half.
It's tough being a pirate's parrot.
The music on this story was Wiki Pirates by Tom Smith, and you can find it on the Podsafe Music Network or on episode 4 of my new podcast, Night Guy Under the Rock, found at nightguyundertherock.podshow.com.
Whoa, very cool. Love the mix in there. And plug in Podsafe Music as well as another cool podcast by Guy David. And you can check out all those podcasts at GuyDavid.com. And I'm rounding these up when they involve Second Life. I do them at my site, secondlife.isfullofcrap.com, as well as Prokofy Neva's site, which is the SL record at slrecord.typepad.com. And so if you're podcasting out there and you're in Second Life, toss me a note when you have a new episode, and I'll add it to the roundup. And I listen. I listen to a bunch of podcasts. I'm about to go into the radio gig. While I walk to the studio, I could borrow my wife's truck and drive. I could get there, zoop, right there. No, I walk so that I can listen to 20 to 30 minutes worth of podcasts and to, you know, work off this large breakfast that I ate. That's another story. Okay, next up, after Guy David of GuyDavid.com, I love this, his accent is so awesome. Speaking of someone else with another cool accent, this is Tom Marquette from Footnote Podcast, Exploring the American Myth. And he's got like five or six podcasts all rolled up into one. It's like a jelly roll and you cut into it and slice it and more like a cake roll, a cake jelly roll. But, here's Tom from Footnote with his story.
Hello, night people. This is Tom from the Footnote. Tonight's story is called Green Sea Going Into a Deeper Blue. You might think the Prince of Darkness was a bit old-fashioned, all gothic and medievalish. Not true. He's always been a Renaissance man, the embodiment of modernity to the ages he passes through. As of late, he still has a thing for Armani and Jaguars. The old blacks, he calls them. His current blacks are Kisho Pavilions, and Lotus LS-111S Roadsters. Baxter, the prince's right-hand man, is always on the lookout for new blacks born out of the well of souls. Baxter is currently working on a deal for Dick Cheney's heart, the blackest known substance in the universe.
Wait, you mean it's not Karl Rove's heart? Thank you, Tom. You can catch Tom at footnote.libsyn.com. I shouldn't sing. Okay. Oh, cool. This one's going to be fun. Exus is back. That's right. The Pod Mafia Gun Mall. Hold on. I'm looking through some notes here. Somebody might have sent, hold on, someone might have sent me another. Okay, what's the deal with ketchup.com? Q-U-E-C-H-U-P.com. This is like some, another social networking site. I mean, Twitter, Jaiku, 8apps, all the Pounce, all these freaking sites. I mean, you're going to need to have a site to control the sites that control the sites that control the sites. And Facebook. All these freaking social networking. You got all these social networking sites. You never have time left over to be social. Oh, God. Whew. Okay, and rant off. Over at the Pod Mafia Club, they have this gun mall there. Exis Delacroix. And she also hosts over at Los Arbolis and all over the place. And shops. And is producer for the Paisley Beeb Show. You can catch that at slcn.tv. One of my favorite things. And Paisley, wonderful. I talked to her today. We were talking about some music stuff and all that. And very cool. It's amazing. On the other side of the world, you have a different perspective, quite literally. But here's Exis Delacroix and her story after I'm done ranting and babbling. And Nardo, are you going to, what? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah? You want to come with on the show? No? Yeah, I know. Because you're considered a lethal weapon. Yes, you are. Okay, here's Exis Delacroix.
Hello, everyone. This is Exis Delacroix with the Pod Mafia podcast, and this is my story for this week, The New Black. Stand by for pressurized cabin clearance. The young officer waited by the exit hatch until he heard the captain shout, "All clear." He opened the outside hatch to a wild flurry of oddly covered dust. Carefully, he stepped onto the ground of the strange new world and was instantly enveloped in a huge dark green cloud. Slowly walking around, he gathered samples and readings of the planet's surface. That's when he noticed his silver spacesuit was now the same green color as everything around him. "Ah, the new black," he mused. Laughing, he went about exploring this strangely exotic world.
Ooh, mystical and magical. I wonder what's out there. Thank you, Exis. Who's next? Oh, you can check her out at podmafia.com. Next up is Liana of Hodgepodge Point. I fell a little behind, but she's got, 2 weeks ago she had one of her own stories that took up the whole thing. Check that one out. It was really scary. And then, this week she catches up socially with us with, "Oh no, the story of the homeless squirrel." Don't worry, the squirrel's fine. At least I think so. I don't know. What was the recipe that you used? You can check her out at liana.hodgepodgepoint.com. Well, this is what I get for doing work. And this radio gig, it's driving me nuts. Oh, when the Nowhereville thing is done. Get some sleep. Okay, hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. She does Buffy cast and other stuff and whatever. But here we go.
Hey, everyone. Your friendly neighborhood podcaster here. When you're in trouble, dial www.hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com and soon to be www.hodgepodgepoint.com, and Liana will come running with pen and paper to record the horrible event for future use in a story. So for this week's challenge number 72, The New Black, I have the following story titled, "That Healthy Sun-Kissed Glow," which is sure to be the new black for anything Lawrence shells out. Maybe not.
Oh, my undescribed divine being, they built an SSOS spa in our town.
What does SSOS stand for?
Sludge, slime, and other secretions. No more herbal baths. This is the way to go.
Spewy. Who would soak in that?
You're totally being a dwabble, Stephanie. All our celebrities are doing it. Fifth clone Britney, second clone Nicole, eighth clone Paris, even the new Elizabeth Taylor is in.
All right, grass flower. What does it do?
Only make your skin look galactorific. Starry star that person coming out now.
She's all red with purple spots.
Of course. Irritated skin is the new look.
Moisturize. So I can say hodgepodgepoint.com now, right? Instead of hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com, because saying Libsyn every time just stalls me. You know, not like I blither endlessly between these stories. Speaking of blithering endlessly, it looks like I'm going to be appearing not only on the radio show this afternoon, but also I'm going to be on the Brittany Mason podcast with a 3-minute rant about Lady Diana. So I'm going to dedicate, if I get hate mail for it, the first 20 pieces of hate mail, I'm going to send $1 to some landmine charity. So me blowing up over Lady Di, you blowing up at me for it, I send money to stop things blowing up. Not that the Lebanese are ever going to pay attention to that. Whatever. Okay, well, thank you, Liana. And next up to bat, this is like an open microphone. You know that? It's like an open microphone. We ought to do these live. Except you'd be, you know, counting in. Is it kind of weak? Is it kind of weak? Whatever. Come back, Terrence, please. Okay. Next up is J.D. White, and he said, check the microphone levels on it. So it's Saturday. I'm going to check the microphone levels by playing this thing. What am I, your editor? Here we go.
Hi, this is J.D. with my entry for this week's 100-word story. And just to let you all know, I'm so very new at podcasting that I don't have a URL. And so, with that disclaimer, here is The New Black. The New Black descended upon us and filled our souls with darkness. Breath sucked in the New Black and then expelled it into the mouths of those nearby. Those originally infected spread the darkness to loved ones and strangers, fathers to mothers, mothers to sons, brothers to sisters, sisters to lovers. Darkness, the new black, filled the lungs, transferred to the blood, then to the heart and brain. The new black is now contained within us all and has been for 10,000 years. And the timeless, eternal, endless sadness is that we do not know how black we are.
Okay. Is there something that I can do to cheer you up, JD? Make you happy? Make faces? Oh, man. Whoa, heavy. I said, what, Nardo? Yeah, I know you were feeling the black when Pipey... Yeah. You've been sitting in her chair a lot recently. Yeah, you miss her. Either that or you just realize she's not going to kick your ass when you sit in the chair. Yeah, poor boy. Oh, well. Don't worry, when you sit in the chair, she's just right behind you. In that box. Along with Edlo. What are they going to do to you? Yeah, you good boy. That's right. I'm live podcasting, petting my cat's butt. Yeah, he's good boy. Yeah, hello, buddy. Frisky, on the other hand, is hiding. Yeah, he's watching me from the kitchen. Yeah, what are you doing there? What are you doing, Fuffball? You afraid of Nardo? Yeah, Nardo, go get him. Go, yeah, bring him in here. Yeah, my two orange boys. Yeah. Okay, well, that was JD, and the levels are fine. And if you need to say whatever your URL is, say I'm your URL. Podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. In fact, send me your address. I'll send you some magnets to remind you. And anyone who wants the magnet, just send me your addresses. I want to get rid of these magnets so I can make some new ones. Series 2, like glowing or exploding, or you push a button and it screams, "Hi, I'm the guy who writes the stories," and that kind of thing. Or you can just take the knock out your teeth, carve up the magnets, and get dentures made with the magnet enamel. I bet you that it'll cut through steak like a knife through butter. But I'm... Oh, my God. Now there are going to be children at home. Mommy, I knocked out my teeth with this hammer. Can we go to the dentist? Oh, my God. Well, okay. I'm 100% liable for that. Yeah. I'll just pay you here. Hold on. Let me check my penny jar. Okay, you can have all the pennies. Okay, who's next? I blithered enough. I really ought to just have a separate blither random Blithercast. That way you can just get the stories and you're done and out of here, and then Caleb can go shopping. Next up, and he visited this week, Ellison. Ellison came down from Georgia, or up from Georgia, or sideways from Georgia, and I cooked for him, and it was a lovely feast, and I've still got a refrigerator full of stuff to grill, but it's Labor Day weekend, so you know what that means, grilling over Labor Day weekend. So give me time to clean the grill. All right, let's see. Ellison can be found at Blogged Ellison, ellison1.blogspot.com. Links are up in the show notes. And here is his story. Oh, and he's got a, Shorts in a Wad is his book. You can find a link to that at his site. And I've got a signed copy of it. And, you know, he blames me for this book coming about. So unlike Charles Hodgson, who, you know, thank you and all that and credits, that's a good book, too. I've been reading it again, learning all about body words. I've been blithering for, what, 4 minutes now? Liana, you're going to, like, demand royalties or something. Here's Ellison.
Hello, this is Ellison. Welcome to Weekly Challenge number 72 at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This week's challenge is entitled The New Black, and my story is entitled Newbie. Gerald O'Hara stood atop a hill overlooking his vast domain, arms akimbo. From here he could see the white columns of the plantation house, a house that sat at the end of a long tree column drive. He smiled. This was his home, here in the red clay of Georgia, Tara. As the sun set, he walked back, his stomach already rumbling in happy anticipation of Mammy's cooking. Washing quickly, he joined his family in the dining room, where an unfamiliar house servant was ladling soup from a tureen. "Who's this?" Gerald asked. Scarlet responded, "Why, Daddy, this is the new black." This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com, and this is Ellison signing off.
Thank you, Ellison. History, literature. You know, this story could have been written by Drayton McLean in a way. Oh, no. Joe Morgan's going to write me now. Well, folks, you'd think that would be it, but no. There's always one last story by someone that I pretend to be. And this time around, well, I didn't have time to write a story. But a friend of mine named Crap Mariner has this deranged sister named C. C, Rap Mariner. It's the letter C, Rap for crap. Their manufacturer wasn't terribly creative. She had this whole, the new black comes from a little something that she blithers every now and then. She walks around with this gigantic farmer's scythe for no reason. I haven't figured it out. I mean, maybe she got it discount or something. She's always saying, you know, it's a fashion statement. You know, oh no, that's a heavy bladed weapon. No, it's a fashion statement. And, because scythe is the new black, it goes with everything. Try it. I mean, go to a hardware store or a farmer's store or an auction when John Cougar Mellencamp and Willie Nelson haven't smoked enough dope to save them and pick up a scythe and, go around. And if you go around, the best part is if you're at a fashion show, you've got a scythe, and that Mr. Blackwell guy is there, and he says, "Oh my God, you look simply dreadful. Chop off his head. See how well he looks without a head." I mean, a head is not an accessory. So here we go with C, Rap Mariner, and she's going to have a story about the new black for you. What? Don't know. She says her microphone's dead. Great, an idiot. Probably hit it with the scythe. All right, let's see. I've got a text of her story right here. Everybody made fun of Coca-Cola for doing that virtual thirst campaign, but I think it was to make people forget about their whole new Coke disaster 20 years ago. The best way to get people to forget about a disaster is to make a bigger one, right? Remember when Sherwin-Williams tried to make the new black? They were going to reformulate the paint, change the color of black itself, set the standard for a new century kind of thing? Then they gave it up, released Black Classic, blah, blah. You know, that paint tasted just like new Coke. I knew she should have read it herself. And there you have it, a whole bunch of stories about the new black. Thanks to everyone who participated this week, and good luck in the voting. Voting? It's not 2008 yet. No. That takes place on the website, the location of which is podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. Pick your favorite stories from this week, and the winners will get refrigerator magnets. I've got a whole stack of them. I want to get rid of them. I want to make a new series of them. And until I get rid of all these, I can't justify making new ones. So write me your address, even if you're just a listener, and I'll send you the magnets. You'll get them. You want two? You want three? You want 100? You want to build a house out of them? Well, I don't think you, unless you're real small. You can subscribe to the podcast RSS feed from that site. One-click subscribe to iTunes Podcast Ready. I'm going to see Russell Holloman today. After the radio show, 1 to 4, Saturdays, the big 950, kprcradio.com. I hang with Garf. Although he might kick me out. The bread didn't turn out so good this week. I'm not going to bring any with me. I'm sorry. Anyway, the music for the opening and closing were provided by GuyDavid of GuyDavid.com. Isn't that cool? He does Night Guy. Although, listen to Night Guy. I think Guy needs a little help. We're... I can't do anything. There's no way to open all that, which I could. Credit cards. Hot! Hot! I'll find a way. And you will too. Let's help out our 100 word stories friend. It's,
I am your cult leader. You will do what I say.
There will be the usual stuff tomorrow, and then on Saturday, another one of these weekly challenges. I'll post the topic in a little bit. Caleb won, so he's going to get to pick it. I wonder what it's going to be. Thank you once again for listening, and as always,
keep it brief. Closing.